WKMJ, Joe Hagemiller joins us on this Huskies Drive Time Tuesday morning, coming off a pretty impressive weekend down at the GLIAC Championships in Detroit, Rock City. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Pretty good, but we didn't lead in with a little Springsteen.
I know. I got caught on the other line here. I can go grab it for you. Hold on one second. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I can go with Wes humming. That's fine.
Always classy. That's quality radio right there. Well, Coach Hagemiller, coming off the GLIAC Championships, and I know that's a target on your schedule every year, obviously, to perform well at the GLIACs, and men finishing 5th of 15 teams, so top 3rd for them, and the women 8th of 16, so top half for them. I know you're pretty jazzed after the race when you called me. I guess thoughts on the weekend?
Yeah, I'm still really excited, Wes. You know, it's so fun to see how these athletes have improved from when they arrived on campus. You know, a couple arrived on campus just, you know, 7-8 weeks ago, but most of them have arrived on campus a few years ago and have really put in a lot of hard work to make the results that they got possible. I mean, it's just so exciting to see somebody like Sophia Farquhar, just the night and day difference between when she got here on campus last year to this year. Same with Liz Block. Those two really have worked hard, and there are so many guys on the guys' side that have done the same thing, and there are a number of other women as well that have also really improved a ton that I can't name them all.
How about Jason Saliga, all-conference? He was 13th in the men's race and so able to bring home all-conference honors and really pace the men's team, and you were pretty happy with, you know, all five of your top guys there.
Yeah, I mean, Jason is another one of those examples of a guy who came to campus. We expected him to be able to progress and really do great things for our team, and to see him now doing that and kind of stepping up and taking that role that maybe Yanni or Sean Pengali had last year, that's just so exciting to see that he's been able to make that jump. And there are a number of other guys that are right there nipping at his heels. So it's really exciting to see our group run as a pack out there. And I know Coach Isaacson and I, we've been just having fun running around from one side of the trail to the other side of the trail. Like this course that we had was a convoluted, like, 3 or 4 loop course. So you get from, like, one side of the park to the other side of the park in about 200 meters, where the athletes had to run about 600 to 800 meters. Which is nice because I'm getting a little old to keep up with them. So it was, you know, just so exciting to run from, you know, one side of the park to the other side of the park and keep on encouraging them and getting them going, and just to see them responding as you're asking them to give just a little bit more.
How about you got the NCAA regional coming up now? I know you got a week off this weekend, but you head to the regional championship that's going to be down in Evansville. I think it's a course that you guys are familiar with, right? You went to nationals there last year?
Well, the regional championships were there last year, and oh, okay. They will be there again this year. Yeah, it's a bit of a hike for us. You know, it feels like we start driving on Thursday and finish driving sometime on Friday night, but it's not really quite that bad. It just feels like that. So yeah, we're excited to see what we can do and try to keep the momentum that we have rolling. You know, we haven't really truly started our taper until this week. We weren't training through GLIACs, but we weren't, you know, pulling the plug and trying to peak specifically for GLIACs. So hopefully we can pull a little bit more out of what we've done and really do something special at the regional championships. And before I go, I better put a plug in for all of those folks that enjoy a good fun run out there that are listening. We've got the Muck Run coming up this weekend, 10 a.m. over at the Tech Trails, 5K fun run. Come on out, and if you just want to walk it, that's fine. If you want to come out in your Halloween costume, since it's Halloween, and get the day started early, hey, we'd love to have you.
That sounds pretty good. Joe, you know, you were talking about the course down in Detroit. You said it kind of looped around and came back quite a bit. Is that what you're...
Yeah. Well, yeah, you went out of the start for about 600 meters, went up this short but pretty steep pitch, and then kind of did a U-turn and then came back around behind the start. So each loop was a little bit less than a mile, and like the guys were going 5 miles. So it gave us a good opportunity to get back and forth from one side of the park to the other side of the park, where you could see them going up towards that hill and then coming back down from that hill.
I don't know, Joe. That could, a course like that could spur on a first broadcast ever of a Michigan Tech cross country event, where the broadcaster wouldn't have to, you know, just see him once and then see him at the end or anything like that. You might want to work on that, Joe.
Well, I was wondering if the course down, you know, is hosted by Wayne State, if it was going to be like Wayne State's campus to the Joe, or yeah, you know, or to Comerica Park or something. You know, first one to touch the tiger statue at Comerica Park is the winner. Like, you never know.
Yeah, we didn't even get inside the city limits. We were out in Milford and the Brighton area.
Oh, okay.
So we were way on the west side of town. Yeah. I think we were much closer to Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
We would have had a better chance making it to the big house from our course.
All right, Joe. Well, enjoy the weekend off, and it's the Midwest Regionals in 2 weeks, right?
Right. The Muck Run this weekend for everybody who wants to just come out and test themselves.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Joe. We appreciate it. Have a good weekend. There is Joe Hagemiller here on Mix 90. I got to play it. Just forget to say we played it for him. He's born to run.
People just tuning in are like, wow, they're running late on drive time this morning.
All right, well, that's it. A huge weekend for Michigan Tech sports. I want to remind everybody that the volleyball team home, the football team home on Saturday and Friday and Saturday night, Michigan Tech hockey against Ferris State University.
We encourage the kids to wear their costumes out to Michigan Tech hockey on Saturday night, and the first 300 kids are going to get a gift bag, and we're doing a contest on the ice.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to win free meals at Joey's with their costumes, so come on out. I hope it's a festive atmosphere at the ice arena with everybody's costumes, and you know, hopefully we get some good weather for our football game. So looking forward to a big weekend. Dirk, thanks for the time.
No problem, and there is a Blue Line luncheon at noon on Friday, too. Remember everybody on that. I think you got to RSVP for that, and that is, I always forget it, it's mtu at blueline.edu or...
Probably blueline at mtu.edu.
There you go. Thank you. All right, that's Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We'll do it all over again next Tuesday, Tuesday mornings, right here on Mix 93 at 7:30.
From WKMJ FM Hancock.
I'm not gonna kill you, man. It's Copper Harbor.
This is Mix 93.
93.5.
WKMJ.